Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 24th. And today is Christmas Eve. Families gather with warmth, lights, and carols as they prepare festive meals, exchange thoughtful gifts, and share cozy stories by candlelight. Communities host midnight services and parades that welcome quiet reflection, joyful singing, and a spirit of peace and generosity that brightens winter evenings. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 25 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for some rain showers this morning, transitioning to snow showers by the afternoon, under mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 40 and a strong northwest wind gusting up to 39. Tonight, expect continued cloudiness with a low of 23 and light west winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 7:45, with the high tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Christmas Day will be mostly cloudy with a chance of snow between 8 a.m. and noon at a high near 39, with west winds 7 to 12 miles per hour and gusts as high as 23. Friday into Saturday brings rounds of snow with a likely accumulation Friday night of 1 to 3 inches and additional light amounts Saturday. Then Sunday turns warmer with rain and snow likely at a high near 40 as winds shift south to southwest. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, American Airlines is adding 2 domestic routes from Boston in 2026, including a nearby island destination. Boston travelers will have another way to get to Nantucket for summer fun starting June 18th. The airline announced that routes to Nantucket and Madison, Wisconsin, will operate daily, with Madison being year-round in Nantucket, ending on September 8th. Travelers will fly on an Embraer E175 as part of an expansion that includes 15 routes across the United States. Brian Snowdens, Senior Vice President of Network and Schedule Planning for American, stated that the airline is proud to enhance connectivity across the nation. Now on to sports. The National Football League has upheld DK Metcalf's 2-game suspension after his appeal. The Pittsburgh Steelers receiver will miss the Week 17 and Week 18 games for initiating a physical confrontation with a fan. Metcalf's suspension will cost him more than $555,000 in salary for those games. His contract guarantees were also voided due to conduct detrimental to the league. Coach Mike Tomlin expressed support for Metcalf, stating he has been a great teammate. With Metcalf absent, the Steelers will rely on mid-season additions and other receivers to step up. In local sports, Boston sports fans witnessed a disappointing defeat as the Bruins fell to the Canadiens 6-2 on Tuesday night. Zachary Bolduc scored to give Montreal the lead, with the Canadiens netting 4 goals in just 5 minutes to pull away. While the Bruins initially took a 2-1 lead with goals from Marat Kuznetsov and Alex Steeves, Montreal tied the game shortly after. The Bruins had a goal waved off late in the second period and a costly mistake allowed Bolduc to score again. Next, the Bruins will visit Buffalo on Saturday, hoping to bounce back. In top news, the recent fight between Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua almost cost DraftKings $100 million. But everyday bettors were the real losers, as sportsbooks had a profitable night. Joshua knocked out Paul in the sixth round, while bettors heavily favored Paul, with 86% of wagers placed on him. DraftKings noted a significant liability if Paul had won, but they celebrated Joshua's victory. Alex Rella from BetMGM stated it was the best boxing outcome of the year. Paul acknowledged his defeat while claiming a broken jaw, expressing respect for Joshua as a true fighter. In business news, California Pizza Kitchen has just sold. An investor group led by Consortium Brand Partners plans to acquire the chain. The deal, scheduled to close this month, is valued at just under $300 million, according to Reuters. The new owners say California Pizza Kitchen is positioning itself for a new era of growth, with franchise expansion, new products, and enhanced retail presence. Founded in 1985 in Beverly Hills, California, by two former federal prosecutors, the chain now operates more than 120 restaurants in 10 countries. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $87,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,900. And XRP is down 2% to $1.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists just made teleportation a reality with this groundbreaking experiment. Researchers successfully beamed quantum information for the first time, which could change your life forever. A research team from the University of Stuttgart in Germany recently teleported quantum information, as published in the journal Nature Communications this November. This scientific leap could lead to a quantum internet offering infinitely more secure information transmission. David Oshelam, PhD, states that an entangled network of quantum computers could enable unhackable messages and solve complex problems. Although currently limited, these findings are a crucial step toward bridging greater distances in quantum communication. And in entertainment news, Jack Black is returning to voice Bowser for the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and he is teasing the upcoming film. Although he could not disclose much about the animated adaptation, the Orange County actor stated that video gamers who have played Super Mario Galaxy will enjoy it. I am sworn to secrecy, but there are tons of Easter eggs, and anyone who loves that universe will be very pleased with the way it has been brought to the big screen, Black told GamesRadar. The film opens in theaters on April 3rd, 2026. Returning voice actors include Chris Pratt as Mario, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, and others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "The best way to cheer yourself is to try to cheer someone else up, capturing the essence of holiday warmth and generosity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.